November 17, 1899. The priestly authority must concur with the victim. My lovable Jesus continues to make himself seen afflicted. This morning, our Queen Mama came together with him, and it seemed to me that she was bringing him to me so that I would placate him and pray to him together with her, that he would make me suffer so as to spare the people. And she told me that if in these past days I had not put myself in between, and if the confessor had not made use of his priestly authority in concurring with his intentions of making me suffer, many catastrophes would have happened. In the meantime, I saw the confessor, and immediately I prayed for him to Jesus and to the Queen Mother. And Jesus, all benignity, said, "In so far as he will take care of my interests, by praying me, and also by committing himself to renewing his intention of making you suffer for the purpose of sparing the people, so will I take care of him, and will spare him. I would be ready to make this pact with him." After this, I went about looking at my sweet and only good, and I saw that he was holding two bolts of lightning in his hands. In one hand he had, as though prepared, a strong earthquake and a war. In the other, many kinds of sudden deaths and contagious diseases. I began to pray him to pour those lightnings upon me, and I almost wanted to remove them from his hands. But to prevent me from doing this, he began to move away from me. I tried to follow him, and therefore I found myself outside of myself. But Jesus disappeared from me, and I remained alone. Now, finding myself alone, I went round a little, and I found myself in a place where they harvest in this season. It seemed the uproars of war were happening there, and I wanted to go to help those poor people. But the demons prevented me from going there, where such things were about to happen, and they beat me so that I would not be able to help, and also prevent their artifices. They used so much strength as to make me draw back.